27 years ago today, a pair of thieves, dressed as police officers, broke into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. They walked out with 13 works of art, none of which have ever been recovered. The stolen works include Vermeer's masterpiece, The Concert. That painting depicts a man and two women playing music in an intimate, light-dappled setting. In the room at the Gardner where The Concert's empty frame still hangs, a new sound installation uses music and other sounds to evoke memories of the missing painting. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with the German artist who created the sound piece with one of the museum's curators.
I'm Pieranna Cavalchini. I'm the Tom and Lisa Blumenthal Curator of Contemporary Art at the Gardner. So when you come into the room, you'll hear something happening here. It's soft, you know, he's calibrated very carefully. And then as you come closer, it becomes louder. And when you're exactly in front of it, you have this painting come alive sonically. There's a harpsichord and song and lute playing. And then there's the sounds of people moving in the room, someone whispering.
My name is Moritz Fehr, and I'm a sound artist from Germany. I decided to make a sound piece that addresses the absence of the painting, addresses what is seen on the painting, and also how we remember it. If I think of how I remember this painting, I can never see it in front of my eyes as a whole. I can see the faces of the musicians, I remember the space, I remember the light that's falling through the windows. So I tried to find a way of making a sound that would address this fragmented memory. After making the decision on the piece of music, which is called Ombre de mon amant, Shadow of My Lover, by Michel Lambert, there were three musicians, a harpsichordist, a lute player, and a soprano.
It doesn't feel like it's coming from the frame. It feels like it's coming from the depths of the painting, of this missing painting. It's a little eerie, but beautiful and very poetic.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. Okay.
I hope that the sound installation for the empty frame of the concert will trigger the memory of the painting and will help to imagine the painting in the Dutch room. Some people have seen the painting in the past. Most of the visitors now have not seen it, will have a chance to remember it in their own way.
Hélas, que voulez-vous? Je meurs.
That was German sound artist Moritz Fehr and Gardner Museum curator of contemporary art, Pieranna Cavalchini. Fehr's sound piece, called Undertone, is part of the museum's new exhibition, Listen, Hear, the Art of Sound. This is WBUR.